3.
From the Director Department of Child Support Services requesting Milwaukee County's opposition to Assembly Bill 540.
Good morning, Mr. Director. Would you please introduce yourself?
Yes, good morning, Chairman, Supervisors. I'm Jim Sullivan. I'm the Director of Child Support Services. And we're here today asking your support for a resolution opposing Assembly Bill 540. Since I first talked to or sent an email, I think, to Chairman and Supervisor Chairwoman Dmitrievich's office, this bill has pretty much exploded in a spectacular fashion all on its own. So I don't necessarily think that it's legitimately a threat of becoming legislation. However, I do think that it is important for this body to be on record in opposition to it. One thing that Assembly Bill 540 did a number of different things. It had impacts on whether or not you're going to have 50-50 placement in a custody arrangement. That was kind of a separate issue, and essentially what it was going to do was take away discretion from the courts. You already have a presumption of 50-50 placement under Wisconsin law, but a court being the body that has the opportunity to sit down and see their participants and look at the specific fact situation, the court has the ability to alter that. But that was kind of an aside. Really what this thing was supposed to do was to protect certain very wealthy payers from having the totality of their income considered for the purposes of child support. It would cap the amount that could be considered for child support payment at $150,000. It has since come out that, and Mr. Chairman, I'm sorry, Supervisor Seskounis and I were both familiar with the author. It blew up in the face of the author, had apparently been done in part at the behest of a very wealthy constituent, somebody who, based on their income, was paying $15,000 a month in child support. I've pointed out previously to some of the county board committees that in terms of the funding formula issue, which is a separate thing, it takes 80 dads at minimum wage in Milwaukee County to reach that $15,000 mark. It's the same amount, though, whether you're paying $87 a month or whether you're paying $15,000 a month. For one child, it is 17% of income. For two children, it is 34% of income, and then there's a declining amount. This would cap that at $150,000, thus essentially protecting vast amount of assets from very wealthy payers from their own children, which I think there's an economic justice aspect to that. It also further curtailed the ability of courts to take into consideration the assets of the non-custodial parent. Currently, the courts do not, unless somebody is deliberately moving wealth into non-productive assets in an opportunity, in an effort to try and shield that from their child support order. And again, the court has the discretion to be able to take that into consideration. Assembly Bill 540 would have taken away that discretion from the courts. It also would have had the net effect of changing the child support orders of many higher income custodial parents, primarily moms who, if child support had been set at 17% of whatever the higher income was, all of a sudden one day they were going to discover that their child support order had been changed to essentially, I think it came to $2,400 a month by operation of the legislature. It was a bad bill. It was a historically bad bill. Had I had the opportunity to testify about it, and having heard sometimes how certain legislative bodies will go and pick a catchy name for a piece of legislation, i.e. the death tax, you know, things like that, this bill was appropriately called the Deadbeat Dads Protection Act. And it was it blew up in the media. It was the public hearing. It was pulled from the public hearing. I don't expect it to come back, but as Mr. Peterson pointed out, and as Representative Supervisor Siskunas is aware of, that things can suddenly come back to life, particularly in the waning hours of the legislature. I don't expect that to happen here because I think it caused a certain amount of embarrassment to the majority party and to the author. But nonetheless, I think it's important for us to be on record against it because it was, as I said, a historically bad idea.
Director Sullivan, when he said that the bill had exploded, I was at first wondering what you meant, because it could be good for the bill or very bad for the bill and its author. And the context you provided thoroughly explained this, and I remember the author's evident intent as well as we interpret it and what the bill would do. So let me ask can members, Supervisor Dmitrievich.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Move approval.
Okay. Any further commentary or questions? Okay. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Siskunas.
Aye.
Dmitrievich.
Aye.
Alexander.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
4 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to recommend this item for adoption prevails.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you very much.
Director Sullivan.